produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
To a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. I love speaking about how you can overcome your brokenness in life. That is my passion. I am a lady who longs to help the broken and will teach and mentor those who need to work through brokenness in their life, and I will give you continual encouragement and guidance. This is my mission. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." In each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. I went from being broken as a youth or a young adult to being broken as a child, to being broken as an adult, and specifics, a lady. You can also be helped, men, if you listen to this broadcast as well. I'm not just limiting it to ladies or youth. Anybody can receive a blessing out of this radio program somewhere if you would listen long enough. But I do know that the Lord gives us grace in our times of need. And if you are His child, no matter if you're young, old, man, woman, no matter your race, He promises that He loves you unconditionally and that He wants for us to know that He loves and cares for us. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give help in your brokenness in your lives. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome these battles in life. You can move past the brokenness in your life by sharing my personal testimonies along with others that we have counseled throughout our time in the ministry. I teach how I personally chose to become a better broken. From personal experiences and experiences of others, and using scriptures from the Bible to glean upon, I ask questions and I teach you how you can overcome the many battles of brokenness that you too might be facing in your life. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and to turn them and to turn those points around into those things that we are dealing with in our lives right now. I have used the quote in the introduction for the book for youth several times, and at the very beginning I stated, "It's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations." John 16:33 states, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to remind us that we can all learn from trials in our lives. The trials that you experience today will be a great testimony and help to someone else someday. Someday, we will all be able to look back to the times of brokenness in our lives, and we will be able to be a blessing and a help to someone else. God can carry us through our broken times in life, and He can help us to build off of them. In the last radio program, I started on the chapter, Disbelief, Shock, and Denial Because of Brokenness. And I spoke of and read the testimony of my dear, dear friend, author Tammy Polk. And she learned that her identity in her life, was in her heritage, and in her title in her life was not in herself. Her identity is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who formed her and molded her to make her exactly who He wants her to be. And Tammy is one of the godliest ladies that I know today. I personally have learned a lot from her testimony, and I have learned a lot from her business and growing her business and the different things in her life. So I want this show to focus around my friend, special friend, Tammy Polk, who lives in Memphis, Tennessee. One night, as I was speaking to another friend, trying to encourage them as they were going through a hard time with a burden, I asked something that seemed to upset them. In reply to the burden, I tried to say things to encourage them, things that would help them. Then I made the statement, no matter the outcome, we must accept the Lord's yeses as well as His no's. Then this friend of mine snapped back and said, "That's easy for someone to say who isn't going through it." And she is correct. It is easier to say when you're not going through it, that it's okay, or that it's going to be okay, or that God's in this, and give all these things that we can give to help someone else in their hard times and their hardships of life. But in those times, we sometimes forget that that person's not going to see the good in whatever brokenness they are going through, maybe for a while. So whatever we might say in that time frame may not help them in that moment. So we need to be careful what we say in those times of brokenness. And I have learned this throughout Tammy's time of inspiration to myself. And I just want to take a few minutes to read a part of one of her books. As I said a minute ago, she is an author of over 140 books. I can't remember the exact number, but this is one of my very favorite books that I have been, that I refer to very often in different times in my life. And she is the author of Girl, Go Eat a Cookie, and Then Handle Business. And I'm going to read the chapter where it says grace and three types of it, because I want to talk about grace a little bit today. So listen real quick as I read, and then we will expand more upon it. But God gives it to us. We give it to others, but we don't give it to ourselves. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Wonderful grace of our loving Lord. Grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. If you know that particular hymn, I'm sure you know what comes next. Here's the thing that we miss. God, give us grace. We give it to others, but we don't give it to ourselves. As I said in the introduction of the book, we really don't understand how grace works sometimes. We think that because we have a problem or two, grace is the furthest thing from us. Allow me to remind you that it's not. If you're able to do anything about what's going on in your life, faith, family, ministry, education, business, or career, that's grace. Where do you think that amazing idea you thought of or someone gave you from? God gave you the grace to calm down enough to either be able to think of the idea or be able to receive and use the idea presented to you. How many times have we had a revelation and said, look at God, or won't he do it? Grace made that happen. Being able to pray about it to a holy God is grace. Being able to turn to the inspired Word of God for comfort and encouragement in the midst of a trial is grace. Having someone to call, if only to cry, is grace. And I'm going to stop right there because that's where I want to go back to God being able to help us in our times of brokenness. And sometimes, as I stated a few moments ago from my book, that another friend of mine was going through a hardship in her life. And at that time, she didn't understand the hardships in her life. So she snapped back to me that it was easy for someone to say that it's going to be okay if you're not going through that particular burden. But as I go back and read Tammy's chapter on grace, sometimes we have to remind ourselves that when we're helping someone who is going through a difficult time in their lives, that we have to remember it's not always wise to say anything. Sometimes we just need to be there for them, to listen to them and let them cry and spill all of their burdens out and not say anything. That is hard to do sometimes. We want to, me as a person, I want to help anybody that I can. I don't like to see anybody hurting or upset. And so I without thinking, sometimes might say something like, it's going to be okay, or God's with us, and He understands, and He's here for us. Sometimes they don't need to hear those words. They know those things in their mind and in their heart, but their heart is hurting so bad that they just want for you to listen to them and be there for them and hush and not say anything. And so that's the type of grace that I personally am referring to when I talk about being there for others who are broken in their lives. Just sometimes we need to stop and allow for them to cry, as Tammy said here. We completely misunderstand how much grace God gives us daily. I'm not talking about the grace of forgiveness for sin or keeping us from danger. I'm talking about the grace to not go crazy in crisis. How many times has God brought something from your past back to your remembrance that helped you to make it through the day? Make money, make something out of almost nothing. If you're not shouting from that grace right now, stop reading. I will never forget the day that I found $22 in an old tote bag that was in the closet at my childhood home. My mother had passed away, and my family and I found ourselves in a dark time where we had to move back into the house. God gave grace there because my stepfather did not have to do that for us. I needed to get minutes for my cell phone to be able to communicate, and I didn't have the money. Something told me to start looking through my old stuff. There in the mesh pockets of a tote bag I carried as a teenager was $22 wrapped up in a Walgreens receipt. This was 2009, and the date on the bills was 1996. I was extremely nervous when I went to the store because I didn't think that the counterfeit pen would even work on the bills because they were so old. In my heart, I beg God to let this work because we had no other means of communication at the time. It worked, and I ran out of the store before anything else happened. To me, that was God showing grace in a tough time. We just lost everything, and we needed to rebuild. This was needed help that wasn't going to come from anywhere else nor anyone else. That's what the grace God gives us to survive and thrive does. We can't see who, what, when, where, why, how, or how much, but He can. And He turns around and gives us the grace to take it all in and handle it. He gives us grace when we need Him. He gives us grace when we need others. He gives us grace when we're stupid. He simply gives us grace. Were it not for grace. The second area of grace I want to talk about is the grace that we give others. Now, I will say here that there are times when we give people way too much grace. We give so much grace that we make excuses for the level of grace we've given. We have to make that level of grace make sense when we know that we should be giving tough love instead. Then we get mad when that grace is purposely misused and trampled on. People have a homing device for extreme grace givers, especially if they have the gift of gab. There are those we encounter who know how to tug at our heartstrings just so that fountain of grace opens to overflowing. No matter how much giving them that grace hurts or puts us in a bind, we continue to pour it out like water, not holding them accountable for anything that they've said or done. This type of grace is dangerous. And has even gotten people killed. It's time to open your eyes and see that person is poking holes in your good nature and will drain you. You can't give everyone the same level of grace either. There are some who, no matter how much grace you grant, will show you that doing so was the worst decision you could have ever made. Think about the woman or the man caught up in an abusive relationship. They've given so much grace that they can't even tell that what they're tell that they're doing it anymore. They fall for every gift and every apology because it's something that they like or it makes them feel good. Not all of them reach their breaking point to say enough is enough. Some of them find themselves in the arms of Jesus because of the amount of grace that they gave. Think about the woman or man dealing with an unfaithful spouse. They have a biblical cause to leave, yet they continue to give grace simply because they either come back or never left despite what they were doing. Like the abused, not all of them reach their breaking point. Some of them come home and find the side piece sitting on a couch, pregnant or otherwise. Yes, the Bible tells us to live peaceably with all men, but it also says to separate, for us to separate from and mark unruly people too. My love, grace is a precious commodity. Protect it. The final area I want to get into is not giving grace, giving ourselves grace. Listen, even Adam and Eve failed at perfection and were still given a measure of grace. And I'll stop there again for just a minute. If you'll remember back in my book for youth, I talked about how Adam and Eve failed and how God used that to lead them to a different plan for their lives that he had already foretold or foreknew in his mind that he was going to do. God knew that Adam and Eve were going to fail at perfection, that he knew that they were going to have to be given grace in their times of need as they were going through these times of failing the Lord. And so I want you to remember that it doesn't matter what mistakes that you've made in your personal lives, God gives us measures of grace. And sometimes we don't see or understand or know the measures of grace that God gives us, but he continually does so even when we do not deserve it as human beings. God loves us that much. Okay, let me go back to what Tammy says. I understand that you want everything to run smoothly, but you must realize that every speed bump isn't meant to stop you. You may need to slow down and revise, revamp, refocus, and change some things. I know that you want to be seen as the baddest when it comes to your home and family, but trust me when I say that the woman or man that you are comparing yourself to is having the same struggles you are. She simply wears them differently. If you catch her on the right day, you'll see that she's no different from you and just might have it worse than you. But she makes certain you never know. What you are stressing over to gain, she may be stressing over possibly losing. So watch yourself here. Do you want to know why I chose the verse I did for this chapter? Because so many of us are just like Paul. We have something that is weighing us down and we want to be rid of it, but we can't be for whatever reason. Like Paul, we cry out to God, call every doctor, phone every friend, use every essential oil, and follow the advice of any guru who even smells like they know what they're talking about because we want relief. He says, my grace is sufficient, meaning that it's enough. The same grace he gives you, you need to give it to yourself. We read stories of struggle all the time and say it won't be us, and we're going to make sure that it's not. But life doesn't always work out that way because we're human and we deal with other humans. But Tammy, I have so much to do. Yes, we all do. But you're headed right for a Psalm 23 shutdown. You need to give yourself the grace to rest, to not be okay, and to not know all of the answers. Let's park right here for a while. The grace to rest is often the hardest because of the demands placed on our lives. How so? Keep reading. We run ourselves to the ground for jobs, clients, customers, and customers who only care about themselves being able to move forward. We deal with people flipping out because we want to take a day off during a busy time, and we know that they know we deserve that time. We are trying to be a lighthouse and examples of triumph to the children in our lives who are in turn telling us to let them learn and do because we won't always be there for them. We are the first to get to church and leave after the last ones to leave because the work of God must go forth. We pull all-nighters as we are trying to study to help our children the next day, finish that assignment for the degree we finally have time to go back and get, or even to meet a deadline at work. We don't give ourselves intentional grace in our own lives, and then complain when everyone around us is thriving and growing and we're looking like a grumpy cat from YouTube. Girl, go eat a cookie and then handle business. You are allowed to be tired, and the day that you're not is the day things around you need to change. The grace to not be okay is one that is under attack today and seen as a dirty word or phrase. One of my favorite social media quotes said, "I am allowed to be a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time." Truer words have never been spoken. Stop being the strong one for everybody but you. If you're anything like me, you spend an inordinately unholy amount of time thinking about who is not there for you when you are having a not okay moment. Because this is true, you decide that you're going to feign as though you are okay so no one will know how much that affected you. Giving yourself the grace to be okay becomes lying to yourself as how unbothered you are about what's going on with you. You will take your big girl pill, pull up your big girl panties, pull up your bootstraps, and push it to the back of your mind. Then, when someone whom you know truly cares about you comes along your mind, says, "Why are you asking me if I'm okay? You're just like everyone else. You don't care about me." And then you give them a pacifying answer. You feel that you can't open up to them because nothing will change. Then you stop pouting like a 5-year-old and deal with the fact that you're not okay. One of the first things you'll do is go for a cookie. Remember what I said a cookie is, though. You need to turn to what makes you feel better in that moment, and don't worry about anyone else who is not directly affected by you not handling business. The problem with giving yourself grace or graces is that you feel like you can't. But who is saying that? You are not meant to push through everything and show a brave face. Take a time to rest and nurse that cold you feel coming up on you. Go to the doctor and take the S off your chest and tell them what's going on and get the help that you need. Go on a vacation you scheduled and don't alter it for anyone else's purpose that is not within your four walls and is not an aging parent in need of care. Take that day off of work and turn your phone off. Don't only use your nights for housework and business tasks you couldn't get done earlier in the day. Grace, and three types of it. Now I want you to go grab your cookie, go to the workbook, and empty out until you feel the need to take a deep breath, then keep going. Tammy teaches us here that grace is in all different types of ways in our lives. Her unique life and business style exists to show married Christian professional women with kids what's possible. And so Tammy gives us more instructions in this book on how to deal with different things in our life as we struggle through our ministries, our businesses, whatever path that God puts through our life. And so Then after she talks about grace, she talks about grit, growth, gratitude, and then you have a graduation day, and then you handle business. So I would highly encourage you to go to Amazon and look up Tammie Polk, T-A-M-M-I-E-T, Polk, P-O-L-K, and find the book, Girl, Go Eat a Cookie, and then Handle Business. I'm telling you from experience, I have used this book in so many different areas of my personal life, and it has been such an encouragement to me as I'm trying to grow my ministry and my small business that helps my ministry out and being there for broken people in that are going through different struggles and brokenness in their lives. And I wanted to take this show to expound upon Tammie because she has been such a blessing to so many people. And Tammie is actually the one that asked for me to do this radio program on the Lifted Authors Radio Network here. And so I highly look up to Tammie in so many ways. She has been through so much more than I have ever been through in my life. And she has come out like a shining star. And she continues to do so with every struggle and brokenness and battle that she has in life. And so Tammie is one that has truly been through it all. And she is one that knows how to help people regain their smile and regain their attitude of inspiration and going forth with their lives, even after some of the deepest, darkest brokenness in life that she has personally been through. And she still makes you laugh. She still makes you smile. She still makes you work hard to succeed and survive in your business or your ministry. And so I wanted to take a few moments and tell Tammie live on radio, thank you so much, Tammie, for all that you do for all of us. There is no way that I could replace your dear friendship and all the times that you have been there for me in my brokenness and my personal life. So I wanted to take this show, and I wasn't able to interview her in time for this show, but she will be interviewed for the next show. So be prepared and put your work boots on because she's going to put us to work as she talks to us at the next program. But she is such an inspiration, and you will enjoy hearing her if you have not heard her already on this program the next time that we are on here. And as I close this program for today, I wanted to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. And not only do I want to say thank you to Tammie, but I want to also say thank you to Kayla Padgett for allowing me to be on this program. And you both are wonderful ladies that are such an inspiration to myself and so many others, and how we appreciate you for allowing us to do what we do on this radio program. Thank you for asking me to be involved in this program. And thank you also to my husband and kids for their love and support, and to my other family and precious friends all over the world that God has blessed me with. Thank you all for your continuous love and support and for listening. And I also want to say thank you to those of you who are listening right now. Thank you for coming on the show and listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can listen. I'm working on a podcast to post these on, since I can't do it on YouTube for some reason. So I am working on that right now, and I'll announce that later on. But if you're interested in my books or my handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on my Facebook page under the title A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in my books alone, I also have them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Thank you for listening again, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.